The great north woods of New York and New England do not teem with a great variety of fruit. Back in the mid-1800s, Henry David Thoreau listed wild plums, inedible crab apples, and a few palatable grapes. But he praised that region's wild berries and the pleasures of gathering them. Today, hardy souls still brave the thorny brambles of blackberry season in those woods. North Country Public Radio's Martha Foley sends us this postcard.
It's a brilliant, high-contrast day with many of the blessings of late summer. Clear, dry sunshine, a cool breeze, and no bugs. We've got a mixed group of cousins, aunts, and in-laws together. We've got tins and baskets, a dog we think will be helpful in keeping the bears away, and we're in the right place, an abandoned lumbering operation in New York's northern Adirondacks. Blackberries love to take over the logger's leftover mess of exposed rocks and gravelly open space. This is my sister-in-law Mimi Rice's fourth trip of the week. She's our scout.
And there are three trails to go down here. I checked out, and there's lots of berries over there. I picked here the other day.
Blackberries ripen late here. They come in as socks and sweaters are coming out, and it's a good thing. In the Northeast woods, you simply can't go picking blackberries in shorts and a T-shirt. Briar patch hardly suggests the tangle of vicious thorns. Long pants, long sleeves, and even a hat are pretty much required.
Ouch!
That's what I hate about these.
I know, it's prickly.
We found the jackpot.
We're working in loosely allied teams. Mimi holds a thorny cane up so 6-year-old Naomi Brandt can pick.
You can reach that one up there, probably.
Juicy! I can get one because my hands are sticky.
She's careful. Long. One at a time, she picks.
The terrain is a mix of overgrown ruts and rocks. This is extreme picking. No four-wheeler trails here. It requires the sacrifice of snagged sleeves and scratched hands. Naomi's mom, Ellen, does not walk lightly on this patch of earth.
So you stomp your bushes? So give me a technical explanation of how you get into such a spot.
The question is, how do you get out?
The berries are shiny black with a solid core and a musky sweetness. Buckets are filling up, but each cane full of berries leads us a little further to another and another.
That big, juicy one that just falls to the ground. Thank you, goddess.
Eventually, we emerge on the edge of a ridge. Late afternoon sun lights up the dry grass. Hazy blue mountains form a view no one recognizes, though among us we've spent decades exploring this territory. It's another blessing, but not the last of this day. That will come later. Berry pie or shortcake or jam. For National Public Radio, I'm Martha Foley.